So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed Mebnei Matik Nuzman Begitin, the reasons for which the Chacham initiated that the date must be included in the get. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Mishum Bas Achaisai. Rabbi Yechanan says that the Chacham initiated Zman out of concern of a person married to his niece, and if that she was Mizana, he will attempt to save her from Misa by giving her a get and claim that they were already divorced at the time of his nus. But now that the get must have a date, it will be clear that the nus preceded the get. Rish Lakish Amar Mishum Peiris. Rish Lakish says that the Chacham initiated Zman to preserve the wife's profits. Since the husband is entitled to the produce of the wife's property, he will continue to sell the produce even after they divorce and claim that these were his peiris because they were sold while they were still married. But now that a get must have a Zman, the get is proof that these were her peiris because the get precedes the sale of the peiris. The Gemara now continues. Gittin habon mimedina sayam demichtavi benisin v'lemotu ad tishrei, regarding gittin brought from faraway countries in which the Zman of Kesiva is in Nisan, while the Nisin of the delivery is 6 months later in Tishrei. There is no concern that regarding Znus or Peiris, a Bezna will consider her divorce from Nisan when in fact she becomes divorced only in Tishrei, because Hanu Kala Islahu. It's well known that these gittin were given much after they were written, and the Bezna will require proof for the Zman of the Nisina. And regarding Havchana, the three-month period which a previously married woman must wait before she marries again, Rav says, Moinin leget mishas nesina. The 3 months begin from when she actually receives the get. And Shmuel says, mishas kesiva. The 3 months begin from when the get was written, because they were separated from that time. And the Gemara concludes, v'hilchasa mishas kesiva. The Gemara digresses to another halacha, in which there is likewise a machlekes Rav Shmuel as to when the given halacha begins. We know that Shvi'is Mishametis, the Shemitah year cancels a chayiv alone, as the Pasuk states, V'zed dvar ha-Shemitah v'gomer, lo yigois esriyehu. However, regarding Iksuba eina Mishametis, Shemitah does not cancel Iksuba because of two reasons. Lo karina by lo yigois, as long as she did not demand her Iksuba, it is not yet considered due for collection. And because it's a Maisa Bezdin, it's an obligation initiated through Bezdin, as opposed to a chayiv, which was initiated by the lev of the borrower. However, Rav says, Mishametis mishetifkoim betizkoif. Shemitah does cancel Iksuba if both she collected part of it, which indicates that the rest is due for collection, and the remainder was converted to be considered a chayiv and is no longer considered a maisa bezdin. Shmuel disagrees and says, Pogma afa pishlei zakva, zakva afa pishlei pogma. Shemitah cancels Iksuba even if she only did one of these two things. She collected partially, or she converted the Iksuba to a chayiv. Shmuel also says, Ksuba kamaisa bezdin damya, in that ma maisa bezdin, nechtav bayayim nechtam balayla. Af ksuba, nechtavis bayayim nechtamis balayla. A document bearing bezdin's ruling may be signed even on a later date, because as Rashi explains, chiyuvi mishum psak dinhu, bavagav delay ichtim, hilkach ein shem hakdama. The obligation is created by their oral or written ruling without the signatures. Therefore, the Zman of the Shtar does not precede the actual ruling. So to Iksuba may be signed on a later date because Mishas Ksiva Nech Denichnasa L'Chuppah Chayal Shibuda. The Iksuba obligation is affected through the intimacy of Chuppah. The Gemara now refers back to the previous Mishnah, in which there is Machlekes regarding Nechta Bayayim V'Nechta Malayla, a get which was written and dated during the day, but signed only at night. The Tanakama holds that get Muktim Pasal, either Mishum Basa Chaysay or Mishum Peiris. While Reb Shimon holds get muktim kosher, because regarding basa chayisa is nus lo yishchicha, and regarding peiris, kivin shenasav einav legarsha shuvin li peiris, he does not receive her peiris from the zman kesiva when he decided to divorce her. Rish Lakish now qualifies, lehichshir Reb Shimon ela la'alter of mekan v'dasar yamim loy. Reb Shimon said kosher only if the get was signed that night, but if it was signed the next day, it's possible for a different reason. Chashin Hashem apiyis. There's a possibility that they reconciled after the ksiva, and as Rashi explains, how does he get yashin? If afterward the husband reconsiders and wishes to give her this get, the Chacham initiated that the get is possible, because there is a concern that they might have had relations after the ksiva. And Shem Yem Regita Koyim Libna, people will assume that they were divorced from the Zman of the get, and that their child is pogum tainted because he was conceived later when they were no longer married. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees and says, Afil Mekan Vadasar Yamim. Reb Shimon holds that the get is kosher even if it was signed 10 days later, because im isa de pious, kala islay lamilsi. If they had reconciled, it would be well known, since the neighbors were accustomed to hearing them quarrel. The Gemara continues with another machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish related to get muktim, and cites a later Mishnah which rules, if a person instructs 10 people, write a get for my wife, and the Gemara explains that this is a case of lo amalhu kolchem, he did not explicitly specify that all should write, therefore one person writes the get and only two people sign the get as witnesses. However, in the case where the amalhu kolchem, he said kolchem kisv get leishti, all of you write the get, the halacha is that all 10 have to sign the get. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, Shnayim mishum edim b'kulam mishum tenai. His intention is for two people to sign the get as witnesses, while the remaining 8 people sign the get as a stipulation, as Rashi explains. Lavai shabarabim, he wants to humiliate her publicly. Rish Lakish disagrees and holds, kulam mishum edim. His intention is for all 10 people to sign as witnesses. And the Gemara mentions two distinctions in this machlekes. Ikka benayu, the chasum beitrei minayu biyoyme v'inuch mekan v'adasar yamim. If only 2 people sign on the day the get was written, while the others sign 10 days later, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amishum Tanai, kosher. The get is kosher because the get was completed that day when the 2 Edim signed, and it's not a get muktim. According to Rish Lakish, the Amishum Edim, pasul. The get is pasul because the get was not completed that day, since all 10 Edim did not yet sign, and it is a get muktim. Another distinction is regarding the halacha nimtza echad karev a pasul, a dusan betela. If there was a joint testimony of a large group of Edim, and it was later discovered that one of them was disqualified because he was a relative or a psul, the testimony of all Edim is void, even though there are enough qualified Edim left, because they are all considered one Edus. Now, in the case of this get, if nimtze echem hem karav by pasul, if one of these 10 people turned out to be disqualified, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the amishum tenai, kasher, the get is still kasher, because the psul is not considered part of the Edus. While according to Rish Lakish, the Amishum Edim, Pasul, the get is Pasul because the Psul is part of the Edus. And even according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ichasim Betzchila Karvai Pasul, if the Psul was one of the first 2 signers, Amr Le Kasher, Tanaihu, some say the get is Kasher because the Psul is considered as signing for the Tanai, not for Edus, and Amr Le Pasul, the Asalach Luf Bishtar Alma. Others say that the get is Pasul out of a concern that people will assume that the Pasul was for the Edus, and they will accept Ipsul for other stars.